Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning is to help you start your day with faith and encouragement. At Faith in the Morning here, we're almost at a 1,000th episode. We're preparing for something epic for that day, but I want your help. If you haven't already, I want you to fill out the survey. You see a QR code if you're watching on one of our TV partners. You can scan the QR code and it'll take you to that survey. But if you're watching on social media or listening to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you'll see a link in the show notes or the description. Click that link, fill out that survey. It takes less than a minute. And if you fill it out, you'll be entered in to receive a special giveaway that's connected to a 1,000th episode. So do me the favor, fill out that survey, and help us take Faith in the Morning to the next level. Well, let's get started with our daily affirmation. We say these words that are from the Word of God that remind us who we are and what God has called us to do. So you ready to say it with me? Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show his goodness to others through me. Today, I am increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Go with me to Romans chapter 5. And once again, thank you for streaming Faith in the Morning. Romans chapter 5, one of the things we focus on at the end of yesterday's podcast, it says, now hope does not disappoint. Why? Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. The very love of God is on the inside of you. We all know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. That same love that we see referenced in John 3:16 and other scriptures is in you now. So say out loud and put it in the chat. Say, the love of God is in me now. Say out loud, put it in the chat. Say, the love of God is in me now. Say out loud, put it in the chat or the comment section, depending where you're watching. Say, the love of God is in me now. The very love of God has been poured into your heart. You need to always get in the habit of acknowledging what God has placed on the inside of you. Because if you acknowledge it, you know that it's there. It renews your mind and helps you live the way God has called you to live. If you don't regularly acknowledge it, eventually you'll forget it's there. And if you forget it's there, you won't access it. And you won't live the life God has for you. The love of God has to become the greatest motivator in our life. This love fuels our faith, it says in Galatians. This love is what drives fear away from our life. And this love that's poured in us is supposed to grow. We're supposed to mature in love. First John talks about being mature in love, matured, perfected love. So this love in us is supposed to grow to such an extent that it fuels our faith, pushes out fear, and enables us to love others the way Jesus loves them, that we become a conduit of the love of God. And that's what God wants to do in your life today. Take you to the next step of being a conduit, a open, clear conduit of his love. So say it with me. Say, the love of God has been poured into my heart and it saturates every cell of my being so that people experience the love of God whenever they're in my presence. That's something you say about yourself all the time. It will renew your mind. It'll activate that love. And what happens is people get around you with a sense of love of God and their hearts will be open to the truth of the gospel of Jesus. We're out of time today. Thank you so much for streaming Faith in the Morning. Make sure you subscribe. And if you see that QR code on our TV partners, make sure you scan it so that you can take out the survey so we take Faith in the Morning to the next level. But if you're listening to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can click the link in the notes or in the description on social media. Thank you for streaming Faith in the Morning. Share this with others so they can be encouraged to become conduits of the love of God. I'll see you next time. God bless.